This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Press Box, everybody, here on the 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, inside STL.com. My name's Randy Molman. TJ Weber is here as well. It takes two of us to cover for Frank.
It does. I think I agree with that, and I think the dream team, like you said, is intact today.
But it does. That's the respect Frank gets. They have to find two people to replace Frank Frank is out.
I tell you what, I tried to do a show when I first got on back in the 920 days. Right. I did a show for 2 hours by myself. It is not easy, man. No, it's a lot of hard to do.
And I did it once a week when I had the mole hole, 5 to 7, and I did it once a week. Once a week was prepping for a once a week show was sure. For me pretty difficult. Can't imagine doing it every day.
No, and Frank, I mean, the way, and you can tell because the way how good he is what he does, because honestly, the way he breaks things down, he never has the same thought twice.
No.
It's true. You know, it's amazing.
Frank is my favorite show in the market. I love Frank because that's the kind of show I love. Mm-hmm. You know, good interviews, stats. He mixes in his opinions, which I'm usually in line with. So it's always an honor to sit in for him. But,
absolutely.
But it's right. But the company here is right. It takes two of us.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Absolutely. Well, and Brandon Schaefer.
And,
of course.
Well,
and Brian Hoffman.
Of
everybody.
Course. It takes everybody. The Gatesworth, another one of our loyal sponsors, the finest in senior living. Go visit the Gatesworth. Find them online. Also, Westminster Christian Academy, another one of our sponsors here in the press box, cultivating Christian minds and character. Visit WCASTL.org for more information. Joining us now.
Oh, go ahead. No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Joining us now on the Winning Streak listener line is Brian Walton, who operates the CardinalNation.com. We've talked to Brian before, and man, he knows his stuff when it comes to the Cardinals minor leagues. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on again, Randy.
Hey, I got a question for you right out of the gate. We were talking in the first segment about how this is going to be one of the more interesting and active off seasons the Cardinals have had in a long time. Lots to talk about, lots to discuss. I imagine there's going to be some trades involved of some players that the fans know and recognize, but that also means some of the minor leaguers might get dealt. So we were going to ask you right out of the gate, how do you envision this off season playing out for the Cardinals?
Well, the Cardinals have quantity, but they need some more high quality. I mean, you look at the rotation, if you count the guys that are injured, and then, of course, Jaime Garcia, whose option will probably get picked up, there's 12 guys that I can name that could compete in the rotation. The problem is, beyond Carlos Martinez and the potential Alex Reyes, you know, and the hope that Lance Lynn's going to step back, you know, who's going to really step up? Adam Wainwright's kind of on the downward part of his career. So the Cardinals have to figure out how to take a lot of pieces and try to build a better team with a few more star power players, whether on offense or pitching.
Now, Brian, you talk about the rotation. With Lance Lynn coming back with one more year until his contract's up, do you think he's a guy that you want to look to trade to try to get another big piece? Or do you think with the way that they struggled without him this year in the rotation, do you think he's a vital piece to this rotation in the future?
I think Lynn, kind of both. Lynn is a vital piece of the rotation. I don't think you can trade him right now because there's still the question of whether he's really back. The problem the Cardinals have in trading some of these guys is they're not at their peak value. I mean, Michael Wacha, you don't know about his shoulder. Jaime Garcia, you know, he has value in the market, even though some fans are down on him. And you know, Lynn, you don't know, is he fully back from his Tommy John? So, you know, the Cardinals need Lynn in the rotation, I think, but some of the other guys, they may have to look at moving. And, you know, another guy, I think, in addition to Garcia, who I think could be very tradable, is Trevor Rosenthal. You know, Rosenthal's been replaced as a closer. O's done a fine job. Rosenthal's in arbitration, is going to make a lot of money. And you don't want to pay that much money to a setup guy. If he wants to start, you know, Rosenthal might be the ideal guy to let go to another team where he can, you know, realize that dream to start become a starting pitcher.
Brian, I have a quick question on, you followed Luke Weaver through the minors. What are your thoughts on what he did at the major league level?
Luke Weaver got rushed to the majors, let's face it. I mean, the guy had one, I mean, he started the season on the disabled list. He hurt his wrist in spring training. He didn't even get on the field until June. And he made just one start. It was lights out in AA, got a lot of attention, but he only made one start in AAA before he got thrown into the major league rotation. He's pitching against the Cubs. So I think Luke Weaver's going to be a fine pitcher. He'll be a middle of the rotation guy. I mean, he's not going to, he's not going to be an Alex Reyes or a Carlos Martinez, but he'll be a good, solid pitcher. But the best thing for Luke Weaver is to spend at least half a season in Memphis in AAA and, kind of become the de facto sixth starter next season. Now, that also assumes that Marco Gonzalez and Tim Cooney, who are two guys we've almost completely forgot about, aren't back on the map. And I think they could be. One of the things that folks have mentioned about Jaime Garcia is, oh, my gosh, we let him go. He's the only left-hander. Well, Gonzalez, Marco Gonzalez had Tommy John. He's, he could come back okay. Tim Cooney, a shoulder, maybe a little less, certainty there. But the Cardinals do have some options.
Brian, what about guys like Jaime Garcia and Michael Wacha? I mean, Wacha's obviously going to be with the team next year. We're not sure about Jaime. I don't think they'll pick up his option. It depends on what they want to do with him. If they'll maybe pick up his option, try to trade him, something like that. I've been hearing, excuse me. But with Michael Wacha, a guy that has struggled immensely, honestly, since his rookie year, do you see him being a bullpen presence? Because it seems like with Lynn coming back, he might be the odd man out here in this rotation next year.
Yeah, I think, and again, Wacha, would be a guy that, maybe you might consider trading, but you can't get 50 cents on the dollar for him because everybody's worried about his shoulder. I don't think there's any choice but to bring Wacha to spring training, have him prepare as a starter, but be ready for the possibility that he can go, we'll have to go into the bullpen. And again, it goes back to another, that might even make Rosenthal more available if you've got Wacha in the bullpen playing a role, like he did. Jaime Garcia, I think you have to pick up his option, and here's why. Take a look at the pitching market this offseason. Every starting pitcher worth a darn is signed. The top free agent pitchers on the market, Jeremy Hellickson, Rich Hill, that's it. That's all that's out there. So whether you like Jaime Garcia or not, he's got a good option. Was it $12 million, something like that, right? $11 million difference if they have to pay him off. There's no reason in the world that Jaime Garcia couldn't be traded for some value, and I think the Cardinals are smarter than to let an asset walk. I think people who are saying that Garcia should be let go are talking from emotion, and they don't understand the pitching market.
Yeah, and Brian, I agree with you on that. The $12 million option, if he goes on the open market, he'll get minimum 15 for a lefty starter.
And he'll get multiple years. So there's no reason the Cardinals couldn't trade him.
Absolutely.
They need trade chips. They need trade chips to get better players.
Brian, we were talking about Brian Walton, by the way, joining us on the Winning Streak listener line. He operates the CardinalNation.com, the CardinalNationBlog.com. Brian, we were chatting in the break about Carson Kelly. We were really excited that he got a taste here. Is he one of those guys that could follow the Yadier Molina path and become Yadi's backup next year and just soak up the knowledge, soak up being on this major league roster, really learn from one of the better catchers in Cardinal history? Or is he destined to go back to play every day at AAA?
Well, what's going to happen with Brian Pena? Will the Cardinals eat Pena's second year? Will they trade him? Will Pena come back and be what they thought he would be, which is a guy who could actually let Molina get some rest? And by the way, Molina obviously had a tremendous season. He played, more than he's ever played at his age, and he still performed. That's great, but you can't count on that every year. I think if you look back in history and remember when Molina broke in, the Cardinals kind of did the same thing with Mike Matheny, right? They had him come in and be Matheny's understudy, and then when Matheny's contract came up, they let Matheny walk. I don't think the Cardinals have to bring Carson Kelly to the major leagues to start next season, but I think he'll definitely end next season there as Molina's backup. And, it really, again, all depends on Brian Pena. Plus, they got a couple other guys, Alberto Rosario and Mike Olman, two more catchers who are taking up space on the 40-man roster that kind of muddy the water. But I don't think there's any doubt that Carson Kelly is the guy that's going to be the catcher after Molina's done someday.
Brian, what are your thoughts? You mentioned Mike Matheny. again, this team was one game away from making it to the wild card game, or at least getting to the tiebreaker game to get to the wild card game. They had a lot of opportunities this year to kind of take the reins and really get the second spot. In my opinion, 10 games over 500 with the team you had this year, a lot of question marks, is pretty impressive. But a lot of people are slamming Mike Matheny and blaming him for a lot of these issues. People are even asking for him to almost leave the organization, even though he's made the playoffs consistently since he got here. What are your thoughts on that?
I think fans are impatient. They're frustrated by the fact the Cardinals didn't make a playoff. Heck, who isn't frustrated? You know, you want to see your team, you know, get in play in October every year. This year, it didn't come about. I think the roster was flawed. I think certainly there are some of the decisions that Matheny made in terms of, say, managing his bullpen and overusing certain guys, you know, that you could point fingers at him. On the other hand, the club was just, you know, defensively deficient, and you know, there was some head-scratching, I think, on my part and a lot of people's part, on where he put players in the field certain times. But overall, the roster was flawed. We saw it in spring training, and, you know, the starting pitching just didn't come through, and then that forced him to go to his bullpen more often, and he, you know, tended to go to the same guys too often. And, you know, the offense was really good when they hit home runs, and the rest of the time they were awful. It was like a Jekyll and Hyde situation. I think the Cardinals need to find a way to get a table setter on offense. And, you know, you have better players, the manager looks a lot smarter.
All right, Brian, so let's focus now a little bit below the major league level. Excuse me. It's obvious there are some positions of need there. Center field, perhaps third base down the road, maybe even first base down the road. I don't know, depending on what they decide to do with Matt Carpenter. Are there some prospects on the way that you envision at some point making it to the major leagues? And not necessarily next year, but somewhere down the road.
Well, this is a great time of year for baseball in the minor leagues to continue. There's something called the Arizona Fall League, which is a prospect showcase. I'm going down there in a few weeks to watch. And the Cardinals are sending half a dozen guys down, seven guys down there. And among them are Harrison Bader, who's an outfielder that was drafted last year from Florida, and Paul DeJong, who's a third baseman, came from Illinois State, was also drafted in 2015. And both these guys have the potential to reach the major leagues, maybe late next year, but they're not an answer coming out of the gate in 2017. Bader is a prototypical, you know, get on base with a little power kind of guy. Kind of a tweener again, not necessarily a full-fledged center fielder, but not, you know, doesn't have the full power that you'd want from a guy in the corner. DeJong is a high power, low average kind of guy at third base. Can, you know, pick the glove decently, even play a little shortstop. And so those guys will be watching. They'll be going down to Arizona along with Carson Kelly. So there'll be, you know, three guys we'll keep an eye on this season. But they're primarily played this season at Double A. And so, you know, they could use some more AAA seasoning and probably would not break the team, you know, would not break Florida with the team next spring.
Now, Brian, with that being said, I mean, John Mozeliak's been a guy that always likes to obviously promote within, and it's been working. But again, you lose a guy like Matt Holliday now. He's been injured, but since Pujols, he was kind of your slugger. You don't really have a slugger anymore per se. You kind of have to put a guy like Stephen Piscotty or Randall Grichuk in that spot. So with that being said, do they go out and get another slugger coming up for this season to kind of be the face of the franchise? Do they spend that kind of money, or do they trade those kind of prospects, or do they go ahead and promote from within? What are your thoughts on that?
I think they have to. I mean, whether you like it or not, yeah, fine, the Cardinals were 10 games over 500. But the fact is, the Chicago Cubs are in the division, and they're going to be a powerhouse for a long time. And either you have to decide, am I going to be happy being second fiddle to the Cubs, or do I want to compete to win the division every year? So I think, yeah, they have to go out and find a middle-of-the-order bat. They ideally would also need to find a leadoff guy, preferably to play center field, and maybe move Grichuk to left. But you look at the free agent market. Cespedes may be out there. Ian Desmond, Dexter Fowler, and then the two guys from Toronto who are older, Encarnacion and Bautista. So, you know, there's some bats that are out there, but I think primarily the Cardinals will have to look the trade route. But, you know, they've done it before. That's how they got Matt Holliday. That's how they got Scott Rolen. You know, it's not like they can't go out and try to find someone, but they're going to have to be willing to give up some talent to get them.
That's Brian Walton joining us from the CardinalNation.com. He also writes for the CardinalNationBlog.com, joining us talking Cardinal baseball here as the Cardinals have missed the playoffs for the first time since 2010. We're talking Cardinals and some minor leaguers. I want to go back to the minor league system for just a second, Brian. We've got, obviously, Alex Reyes will most likely be in the rotation next year. You've got Luke Weaver, who got some time this year. Any other young guys, because Mike Myers, however you pronounce that, had a good minor league season, but he sort of got torn up at the major league level. Any other guys on the way, or at least in the next couple of years, you are going to be keeping an eye on?
Well, there's a left-hander named Austin Gomber, big, tall guy, about 6'5", and he was the co-pitcher of the year in the system last year with Alex Reyes. Gomber made it up to Springfield this year. He's going to be pitching in the Arizona Fall League, but he's a starter, a good guy to keep an eye on. There's a couple of lefty relievers who are going to the Arizona Fall League. Ryan Sheriff, who was a Pacific Coast League All-Star, and he was our reliever of the year at Memphis, Ryan Sheriff. And then Corey Luttrell, who's a left-hander that was the guy that nobody remembers in the Craig and Kelly trade with Boston. And he was moved from starting to relief this year, Corey Luttrell, and has done a real nice job in relief. So there's a few other guys that we could see come up and play roles with the Cardinals next year. And by the way, I forgot to mention Tyler Lyons, who's another guy who's going to come back and, you know, certainly can contribute in the pen as well.
Brian, one more question for me. Again, the Cardinals, as you actually wrote about in your Cardinal Nation blog, this is their first losing home record in 17 years. I mean, a lot of people, of course, talk about the Cardinal way and how the fans are amazing and really get them to where they're supposed to be, and just very disappointing this season at home. I mean, in your opinion, not just for the home record, but for the team itself next year, we've talked about offense, we've talked about pitching. What is your number one concern for this team that they need to fix to be able to do what they didn't do this year and make the playoffs next year?
Boy, the number one thing. I think they need to find a middle-of-the-order bat. I really do. And, you know, one could argue that with the parks they have, you know, pitching is certainly at the front lines. But they have a lot of options. They have a lot of pieces. So the pitching isn't as urgent, in my mind, as getting someone who can consistently drive in runs.
That's Brian Walton joining us from the CardinalNation.com. Brian, I've got one more question, and then we'll let you go. If there was, you say, a middle of the order bat, I know a lot of people here in St. Louis would love to see the Cardinals make a deal for a guy like Charlie Blackmon. Do the Cardinals have enough prospects in the minor league system? Because that's what it's going to take, probably to get a bat.
The Cardinals have good prospects, primarily pitching. Mm-hmm. They have enough prospects. They can make a trade. I'm not particularly a Blackmon fan because I look at his numbers and see he's really a product of Colorado. And I'd also, you know, I also wouldn't be upset if they, you know, spent the money to go after a center fielder, whether it's Desmond or Fowler, or they trade for somebody. Because, you know, as great as Matt Carpenter is, you know, I think he's more valuable toward the middle of the order driving in runs than he is at the top of the order as a leadoff man. But, you know, the Cardinals have a lot of pieces, a lot of trade, you know, options, like I said, not only just prospects, but again, major leaguers, Garcia, Rosenthal, Adams, Peralta, who are guys that have value as part of a trade. So I think it's going to take a lot of work, but a lot of clubs are going to be looking for pitching in the trade market because there are no free agents out there to find.
It's going to be an interesting offseason, that's for sure. That's Brian Walton joining us, thecardinalnation.com, thecardinalnationblog.com. You can find him on Twitter @B_Walton. Have fun in the Arizona Fall League. Enjoy the sun.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. That's Brian Walton, everybody, joining us. Man, that guy is so knowledgeable. He knows the system inside and out. If you're looking for information about Cardinal minor leaguers, the CardinalNationBlog.com, Brian Walton does a fantastic job. We're going to take a quick break and get into segment three, which will be a quick segment, but let's take a quick break here. We've only broke once so far here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.